Okay, thank you, Pastor Liu.
谢谢刘牧师。
Yeah, I really recommend attending Praise Night. I think part of it is, you know, somehow there seems to be something different about, you know, worshiping God in the evening.
那我们非常鼓励大家参加赞美之夜哦。有的时候呢，在晚上敬拜赞美神呢，是有特殊不同的感受。
I'm not sure whether there's any theological or spiritual reason behind it, or whether it's just purely kind of physiological.
也不知道是因为有神学上的或者属灵上的原因，还是就单纯的只是我们的感受。
When I have attended praise, I always feel that there's more of a presence of God.
我每次参加赞美之夜呢，总会觉得好像更多的感受到神的同在。
Of course, it might be a purely physiological, maybe because I've had a really good dinner, and so yeah, I'm just you know in a general state of greater happiness.
不过有可能呢，纯粹是这个生理上呢，吃完很好的晚餐，所以就感受到比较幸福。
But really, you know, any time is a good time to be worshiping our God and Father.
但是呢，我们回到正题来说，任何时刻都是敬拜赞美神的好时机。
And so today we are looking at, you know, what does it mean to know, but also to obey the will of God?
所以今天我们要来跟大家分享的主题是如何才能真正的认识神的旨意，并且遵行神的旨意。
We need to know before we can obey.
我们必须要先认识神的旨意，才能够遵行。
And same way, we need to know God before we can worship Him.
也就是说，另外呢，一样的道理，我们也要先认识神，我们才能够敬拜他。
So that's why in every service, then the worship and the word go together.
这就是为什么每一场主日的聚会，所有的聚会呢，敬拜跟神的话语都要同时进行。
But let's have a look at today's message. And, the passage for today is John chapter 7, and starting in verse 14.
我们来看今天的经文，约翰福音第七章从第十四节开始。
About the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began teaching. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, How is it that this man has learning when he has never studied? So Jesus answered them, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me.If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I'm speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there's no falsehood. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me? The crowd answered, You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you? Jesus answered them,I did one work, and you all marvel at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on a Sabbath. If on a Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on a Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment.
约翰福音七章第十四到二十四节节期当中，耶稣上圣殿去教导人，犹太人就稀奇说：“这个人没有学过，怎会通晓经书呢？”耶稣说：“我的教训不是我自己的，而是出于那差我来的。人若愿意遵行神的旨意，就会知道这教训是出于神，还是我凭着自己的意思所说的。”第十八节，那凭着自己的意思说的是求自己的荣誉。但那寻求差他来者的荣耀的，才是真诚的人，在他里面没有不义。摩西不是曾经把律法传给你们吗？你们竟然没有一个人遵行律法，你们为什么想要杀我呢？群众回答：“你是鬼附的，谁想要杀你呢？”耶稣说：“我行了一件事，你们都以为稀奇。摩西曾经把割礼传给你们，其实割礼不是从摩西开始的，而是从列祖开始的。因此你们在安息日也给人行割礼。如果人在安息日行割礼，为的是要遵守摩西的律法，那么我在安息日使一个人全身健康，你们向我生气吗？不要按外貌判断人，总要公公平平的判断人。
Between 1987 and 2003, so for roughly 20 years,UPenn professor Philip Tetlock, he asked 284 political and economic experts to make a series of predictions on areas of world importance.
在1987年到2007年，将近20年的时间里面呢，有位研究人员曾经询问了284位政治跟经济方面的专家，请他们做出这个有关世界的预测。
So they made a total of 82,361 predictions about what would happen in the future in the world.
所以呢，他请的这些专家呢，针对未来的世界可能发生的事情呢，做出了82,361则预言。
Now these were experts who would be writing for noteworthy newspapers. They would be advising governments about national policy. And so there were people who really did know their stuff.
那这些做出全球未来预测的人士呢，很多都是会为知名的报纸来写评论，也可能为各国的政府来政策上面献策，所以他们是非常了解世界局势的专家。
But how accurate were they in their predictions?
但是他们的预测到底有多么的准确呢？
Well, Tetlock's findings revealed that their accuracy was less than that of a bunch of chimpanzees.Throwing darts randomly at a board of predictions.
那后来呢？研究人员发现，这些专家做出来的预测呢，其实也没有好过一群猩猩随便的对着一个这个目标来射飞镖。
So in other words, if you want to decide, you know, what's the next step, what is Russia going to do, then you could either ask an expert, or you can ask a chimpanzee to just throw a dart at a board with various different scenarios.
所以你如果想知道未来俄罗斯的局势如何呢，你可以问一位这个政治的专家，也可以就找一个猩猩给他一个飞镖让他去射、
and
看射到什么答案就是了、
and according to Professor Tetlock, then the chimpanzee's accuracy will be greater than the experts.
那根据我们这一位研究人员 Tetlock 所做出来的结果呢，这个猩猩射飞镖的准确率还高过这些专家的预测。
In fact, he suggests that most people who read the newspapers regularly probably have as good a chance of predicting what's going to happen in the future as the experts who write the newspapers.
事实上呢，发现呢，经常固定看报纸的人士对世界局势的预测呢，可能跟这些专家预测出来的呢也差不多，还可能还好一点。
You know, actually, there are many other experiments that also come to the same kind of conclusion.
其实还有很多其他的研究也指向同样的结论。
Brain damage was shown to some clinical psychologists and to their secretaries.
另外还有一个研究，就是有关脑部受到伤害、脑伤的研究报告。他把这个研究报告呢给临床心理师跟他们的这个助理给看，给他们两种人看。
It showed that the secretaries could make just as good a diagnosis of brain damage as the psychology experts.
后来发现呢，这些助理根据这些脑伤的资料做出来的这个诊断呢，其实呢，它的正确率跟临床心理师做出来的结论是一样的。
So next time you go to the doctor, if you can't get an appointment with the doctor, then just get an appointment with his or her secretary.
那所以你下次呢预约一个医师，要是时间挂号挂不到的话，你就挂他的护士好了。
Well, actually, it's not always the case. Yeah.
当然不是一直永远都是这样子。
But when it comes to areas in which there are so many different variables, like what's going to happen to a country, then oftentimes expertise doesn't really help us that much.
事实上呢，如果你想要预测一个变数非常大，充满变数，比如说一个国家未来可能的发展，像这样子的一个判断的话呢，你的专业知识未必真的对你的预测有很大的帮助。
So then we're left with a question, how do we make sense of the complex world that we're living in?
所以我真的今天要问大家的问题是，在我们今日所处的这么复杂的世界里，我们到底要如何做判断呢？
How do we make good judgments?
我们如何做出明智的判断呢？
How do we know what's right so that then we can do what's right?
我们怎么样才能够知道什么才是对的事，然后怎么样去做对的事？
I'll suggest that from the passage that we read this morning, then there are two things that we should do as believers.
所以从我们刚才今天读到经文当中呢，我们作为耶稣的门徒，至少有两件事我们可以做。
Number one, wise discernment.
第一，聪明的辨别。
Number two, true obedience.
第二，真正的顺服。
Before we look at these two things, let's pray.
我们来看这两点之前，我们先祷告。
Father, we need your wisdom, we need your guidance in order for us to be able to make sense of the complexity of this world.
亲爱的天父啊，我们需要你赏赐给我们聪明与指引，让我们能够真正的来判别这个复杂世界的所有的局势。
Lord, there are so many things that are happening in this world and at so fast a speed, it's very hard for us to be able to keep up.
主啊，这世界上发生了这么多的事情，这个世界局势变化又如此的快速，我们很难追赶上这一切变化。
And even our own lives, often there are so many things that are happening that, Lord, sometimes it's hard for us to be able to make sense of what's happening in our own world.
主啊，我们的生命当中也一样有充满了这么多的变数，有时候对我们来说，我们很难真的去明了我们身处的环境。
Lord, help us to be able to know what is true, what is right.
主啊，帮助我们来辨别什么是真理，什么是正确的事。
Lord, give us wise discernment.
主啊，请赏赐给我们聪明的辨别。
But at the same time, Lord, may we be faithful.In our obedience of what you want us to do.
主啊，同时也帮助我们能够忠实的来顺服，真正的顺服于你的教导。
So teach us true obedience, we pray.
主啊，我们祷告你教导我们真正的顺服。
Reveal to us your truth that we might know and we might live.
主啊，也求你启示来自于你的真理。让我们可以认识，让我们可以遵行。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
First, wise discernment.
第一点，聪明的辨别。
Verse 14, about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up to the temple and began teaching. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, How is it that this man has learning when he has never studied?
节期当中，耶稣上圣殿去教导人。犹太人就稀奇说：“这个人没有学过，怎会通晓经书呢？”
You can understand the Jews' surprise when they heard Jesus.
你可以想象犹太人听到耶稣讲这些话的时候，多么的惊奇。
So, during the time of Jesus, then in order for you to be able to teach the law of God, then you had to be the disciple of some famous Jewish rabbi.
在耶稣的时代。一定要是有名的犹太拉比的门生，你才可以去教导神的律法。
So when you taught, he would start off by saying that you are the disciple of so and so.
所以当大家在教导神的律法的时候呢，一开场一定要先说我是某某人的门徒。
And they're like, oh, okay, yeah. So we know who your teacher is. In which case, then we trust that what you have to say is reliable.
这个时候群众就说啊，我知道你的师父是谁，那我们可以信任你所说的。
Yeah, similarly, you know, like when in Chinese martial arts, you have these great kung fu masters, and so you say that you're master so-and-so, and the guy's like, whoa, okay, respect.
就像我们看这个武侠小说里面哦，大家那个一定要先报上自己的恩师是谁，我们一听到说你的师父是谁，大家就说哦，好，好，那。
And then when the rabbi would be teaching, then he'd always make reference to other famous teachers.
另外呢，当这个犹太的拉比在教训人的时候呢，他一定会引述某某其他有名拉比所说的话。
He'd be saying, according to Rabbi so-and-so.
他们会说，根据某某拉比说。
Or according to the Jewish classical texts like the Talmud.
那或者是说呢，根据犹太的其他的律法书来说。
And then he would essentially be using what other people have taught in order to explain the law of Moses.
也就是说，当他们要对着人来解释摩西的律法的时候，他一定要引述其他人的注释来说明。
But how about when Jesus taught?
那耶稣教导的时候又是怎么教的呢？
Did he ever say, you know, according to so-and-so rabbi?
你有没有听过耶稣说是根据某某拉比说什么？
No, he just went, you know, this is the word of God.
并没有，耶稣直接说这就是神的话语。
In fact, he said, truly, truly, I say unto you.
他就有时候会说我实实在在告诉你。
In other words, this is the truth I tell you.
换句话说，这句话的意思就是这就是真理，我现在告诉你。
Pretty surprising the way in which he taught the people.
所以耶稣在教导人的时候，这个方式呢，其实是非常令犹太人惊讶的。
You know, he never claimed that he was the disciple of some great Jewish teacher.
他从来就没有先告诉大家他是哪一位有名的犹太老师的学生。
So where did he get his authority from?
所以当他教导的时候，他的权柄到底从何而来呢？
Where did he get?His teaching from.
他的教导又是从哪里来的呢？
Well, actually, throughout history, there've been great minds who seemingly, you know, have achieved greatness without much formal education.
我们回顾历史上许多的伟人，一个非常聪明、非常聪明的这个人士呢，很多人根本连正式的教育都没有完成。
For example, Thomas Edison.
举例来说，爱迪生。
The one on the top left-hand corner.
左上方的这一位。
He was taught by his mother after he was expelled from school for being too slow a learner.
他其实在哪里学习呢？在家里妈妈教他的，因为他在学校表现太差，被赶出学校。
You know, that almost happened to me. Yeah.
我差一点也是这样子。
My first grade in elementary school teachers thought that I was pretty dumb. Yeah.
我小学一年级的时候，老师觉得我有点笨。
Yeah, and so I had to stay down a year.
Yeah. 所以我要留级。
Yeah, but you know, if I'd been expelled, then maybe I would have invented a light bulb or something. Yeah.
如果当时我被赶出学校，说不定我现在就是发明电灯泡的人了。
Actually, I probably wouldn't have because it already been invented by Edison like over 100 years ago.
应该不会，因为一百年前爱迪生发明去了。
Well, and then there's the Wright brothers who invented the first airplane.
那再来就是发明第一架飞机的莱特兄弟。
You know, they went to high school, so considerably better than Edison, but they never graduated.
他们还读到高中，所以应该比爱迪生聪明一点，但是他也是没毕业。
And then there's Albert Einstein.
再来是爱因斯坦。
So, you know, discovered the theory of relativity.
那么他这个发现了这个相对论。
Considered to be the definition of a genius in the area of physics.
所以在物理学上呢是公认的天才。
Well, you know, he dropped out of school, of high school, and he failed university entrance exams.
爱因斯坦一样是高中的中辍生，而且考大学还考不进去。
So if you fail university entrance exams, you know, don't be too discouraged.
所以如果你大学考不上呢，不要太灰心。
Yeah, you are in the same league as Albert Einstein.
你跟爱因斯坦是同一级的。
And then there's William Shakespeare.
再来是莎士比亚。
You know, considered to be the greatest playwright in human history.
人类历史上最著名的剧作家。
He dropped out of school when he was 13.
他13岁就当中辍生。
You know, maybe that's why he became a great playwright.
这说不定就是因为这样，他才能够成为这历史上最有名、最棒的剧作家。
I remember when I was in England and I started writing these stories, and you know, I was just so creative in my writing.
记得我在英国的时候呢，我会写一些故事，我觉得我自己好有创意。
And then I thought they were amazing masterpieces.
我想说我创作出来这些故事呢，真的是大师级的这个故事。
And then my English teacher would read these stories and like, what is this?
然后但是我的老师看着这写的是什么？
You have totally not understood my question.
你根本就不明白我问的问题是什么。
I was like, I'm not really that interested in your question. I'm more interested in my story.
Yeah. 我很想跟老师说的是，我对老师你的问题一点兴趣都没有，我只对我自己想写的故事有兴趣。
The problem is that my teachers were asking the wrong questions.
我觉得问题是老师问错问题了。
Yeah, so that's why I never became a William Shakespeare.
这是说不定因为这样，我从来就当不了莎士比亚。
You know, anyway, I mean, the question is, where do these people get their learning from?
问题是这些人他们从哪里学的？
Well, where does all true learning come from?
或者另外换个方式问，所有真正的学习是怎么来的？
Is it from man or from God?
是人教的还是神教的？
Verse 16, so Jesus answered them, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me.
第十六节，耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，而是出于那差我来的。
So Jesus, where do you get your authority from?
所以耶稣，你的权柄从哪里来？
You know, you're not the disciple of any great rabbi.
你并不是任何一位伟大拉比的门生。
And when you teach the Mosaic law, you don't quote any of the other famous rabbis throughout Jewish history.
而且当你在教导摩西的律法的时候，你也没有引述任何伟大拉那个犹太拉比的注释。
It seems that you might not even have read them.
甚至你可能连这一些这个文献都没有读过吧。
So where do you get your teaching from?
所以你的教导到底是从哪里学来的呢？
Jesus' simple answer is from God.
耶稣简单的回答就是来自神。
It's not from any great teacher.
不是来自任何伟大的教师。
You're right. I did not study under some great Jewish rabbi in order that I gained all my learning.
所以耶稣的意思是说，你说的没错，我并没有从任何一个伟大的犹太拉比那边学到我所知道的一切。
My knowledge is not from man, it is from God.
我的知识不是从人而来，而是从神而来。
Verse 17, If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority.The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory. But the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood.
人若愿意遵行神的旨意，就会知道这教训是出于神，还是我凭着自己的意思说的。那凭着自己的意思说的是求自己的荣誉，但那寻求差他来者的荣耀的，才是真诚的人，在他里面没有不义。
I mean,As soon as Jesus claims that, you know, my teaching isn't from man, it's from God, the immediate question that people will be asking is that, well, you know, how can you prove that your teaching is from God?
所以当耶稣呢一开口说我的教训不是来自人，是来自于神的时候，人们第一个想要问他的问题是，你怎么能够证明这是来自神的呢？
I'm sure anyone could stand up here and claim that, okay, God just told me and I'm telling you now.
任何人都可以站到我这边来，然后说：“神刚刚告诉我一件事，我现在要告诉你们。”
You know, how can I prove that what I just received is from God?
但是我们如何证明我刚才从神那听到的真的是来自神呢？
How do you know whether or not God really did speak to me?
你又怎么能够知道神是不是真的对我说话了？
So here Jesus gives us the answer.
这里耶稣给了答案。
You know, how do you discern?Good Bible teaching from bad.
我们如何辨别有关圣经的教导是好是坏？
You know, how do you know whether what a preacher is preaching is correct?
你怎么知道现在在台上传讲的人所讲的是真的，是对的呢？
Going to seminary doesn't always guarantee that you become a good Bible teacher.
上神学院不保证你可以成为一个好的圣经教师。
You know, so maybe a pastor, a preacher can show you his credentials. I mean, he might have made them up, but anyway. So let's assume that he's honest in telling you where he studied.
任何一位这个讲经的人或者是牧师都可以告诉你说他的毕业于哪个神学院，虽然他可能自己瞎编的，但我们假设他讲的是真的，那他可以端出这样的学历背景。
You know, he graduated from some famous theological seminary somewhere, whether it's in Taiwan or America.
他可能可以说呢，不管是在美国还是台湾呢，他毕业于知名的神学院。
And you're like, oh.Okay, right. In that case, you've studied under some of the, you know, greatest Bible teachers, some of the greatest theologians, in which case you should understand and know what you're talking about.
所以我们可能说，哦，对，那你应该是有名的神学家或圣经教师所教出来的，所以理论上你应该知道你自己讲的是什么。
Unfortunately, seminary cannot guarantee that.
但是很不幸的，神学院其实不能保证这件事。
Seminary can't even guarantee that you will have faith.By the time you finish.
甚至上神学院呢，在你毕业之前还不能保证你是还愿意待在这个信仰里。
a really good friend of mine. He went to a famous seminary in the States.
我一个好朋友上了美国很有名的神学院。
I won't mention which one.
我不会说是哪一所。
Before going then, I'd actually met him many years prior to him going to seminary, and he was a very zealous evangelist for God.
在他上神学院之前呢，好几年我去见过他。他当时呢是一个大有热心的这个传福音的人。
Actually, he was a Princeton student at the time.
当时他是普林斯顿大学的学生。
Yeah, but pretty much, you know, any non-Christian who spoke to him, then would tell you that, he likes try to tell me about Jesus.
任何一个非基督徒呢跟他讲过话都会说对他一直想要向我传福音。
In fact, I think he would preach to anyone who breathed.
我想的任何人只要还呼吸还活着人他就要向他传福音。
So that's when I first met him.
所以我最早认识他是这样子的他。
He came out to China on a missions trip, and he was very passionate about sharing the gospel with all the kids whom we were teaching.
他曾经短宣队来到中国，他对所有他碰到的中国的孩子呢，都非常热心的来传福音。
You know, but then he spent a few years at a seminary, and a year after he graduated, he wrote to tell me that he was no longer a Christian.
但是在他读完这个美国的神学院之后，一年之后呢，他写给我一封信，说他现在已经不是基督徒了。
A year later, he was studying at Harvard. I went and visited him at Harvard in order to try and sort of like bring him back to the faith.
那当时一年之后呢，他在哈佛读书。那我去见了他，希望能够把他带回这个信仰。
In the end, I could only pray for him.
到最后，我也只能为他祷告。
He completely lost any belief in a personal God.
他完全的放弃了跟随我们这个神。
You know, a former seminary professor who is now not a Christian once wrote these words.
那有一位很有名的前神学院的教授，他现在不是基督徒，他曾经写过这样的话。
So Dr. Brandon Withrow, he writes.
这个是 Withrow 教授 ，Brandon Withrow 教授，他曾经这样写过这样一段话。
He said, "The more my approach to my field became academic."The less I stayed an adherent. Why? As K.L. Noh describes it, the religion research is related to a theologian as the biologist is related to the frog in her lab. The theologian defends and propagates a religious perspective, but the religion researcher will select sample religions, slice them open and poke around inside, which tends to kill the religion.
那前神学院教授 Brandon Withrow 他说到，我在自己的学术上越专业，我对神的信心就越少。为什么呢？就像Noel 说过的，宗教研究者其实就像一个生物学家，而神学家就像这宗教研究者实验室里的青蛙。神学家是捍卫并宣扬一种宗教的观点，可是研究宗教的人会去选择一个宗教的样本，把它剖开刺进里面，也就是说，其实研究宗教的人，他的方式倾向于杀死这个宗教。
So in other words, you know, for some, as they study their faith, they are taking their faith out like a frog and kind of like slicing it and dicing it and studying it to try and find out what's inside.
所以，对一个研究宗教的人呢，他是把他的他的信仰呢，当作一只青蛙一样呢，拿到实验室把它剖开，想要看看里面到底是什么。
Yeah, but by the time you finished slicing and dicing it, the frog is dead.
但是在你剖开、在分解、肢解这个青蛙的时候，青蛙已经死了。
And that's what happened to their faith.
所以他们的信仰也就如这青蛙一样死了。
So seminary cannot guarantee good Bible teaching. It can't guarantee even Christian faith at the end of it.
神学院不能保证能够学到很好的圣经的教导，甚至不能保证你毕业的时候还继续持守这个信仰。
I'm not therefore saying that you shouldn't go to seminary.
我并不是说大家呢不要去读神学院好了。
I graduated from seminary myself.
我自己也从神学院毕业的。
the frog got sliced up, but it still survived.
我的青蛙呢被剖开，但是到现在还活着。
By the grace of God.
当然是靠着神的恩典。
But looking at what Jesus is saying here, what are some indicators of bad biblical teaching?
但是根据刚才耶稣所说的话，我们从那里面来看，到底不好的圣经教导是有什么特色？
So how do you discern when you know, what someone is teaching, what someone is preaching may not be from God?
所以我们如何去分辨在台上的人所教导的有哪些部分可能不是来自神的？
Well, first is speaking on one's own authority.
第一，这个坏的圣经教导的指标就是讲话的人呢是依着自己的意思来解经。
Verse 17, whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority.
第十七节说到，人若遵循，愿意遵循神的旨意，就会知道教训是出于神，还是凭着我自己的意思说的。
So, you know, if Jesus was only speaking by his own authority, then he's not speaking for God.
如果耶稣单纯是凭着耶稣自己的意思说话，那他就不是依据神的权柄在说话。
What like, hey Jesus, you are Jesus. Obviously, you have authority.
我们哎，耶稣，你就是耶稣，你当然有你的权柄啊。
But what Jesus is saying is that no, my authority is from God.
但是耶稣说不，我的权柄完全来自神。
So everything that I speak only has authority because it's from God.
我所说的任何一切，如果有权柄，完全是因为它是来自神。
Not because of my own study.
不是因为我个人所说的，不是照我的意思。
Not because I'm a genius.
并不是因为我是天才。
And so, you know, if what they are saying is constantly referenced by, you know, how much I have studied, what my credentials are, you know, how many PhDs I have, then they're basing it on their own authority.
一个人讲到一直要靠着强调他自己读过多少书，他自己有几个博士学位，会有哪什么样的一个教育背景，那么他所说的就是高举自己的话。
You know, I remember in a previous church that where I was pastoring, we had outside speakers who would come quite a lot.
在我过去所服侍的教会里面，我们经常邀请外面的讲员。
And there would be those who are, you know, they had amazing credentials.
有很多讲员呢，他自己的这个学历各方面的背景呢，非常惊人。
Yeah, they would have like CVs that are like 3 pages, and it's all sort of publications that they have written, etc., etc.
他们的履历表呢，列出来大概有三页，然后上面写了好多他的学历背景，跟他所写的是一些书籍、出版的书籍等等。
Yeah, but then, you know, when they came out to preach, you know, they didn't mention any of it.
但是当他们上台传讲神的话语的时候，一样都没有提到他们的履历。
Because that wasn't important to them.
因为他们的履历是什么不重要。
I mean, I knew, so you know, it was helpful for maybe the pastors to decide whether or not this person was suitable based on some of their experiences.
那当然，我知道他履历表上写了什么，那是因为呢，我们是教会的牧师，我们可能需要这个资讯来决定是不是适合聘请他来演讲。
But they didn't try to impress the congregation with how much they knew.
但是呢，他们上台面对会众的时候，从来就不会拿自己显赫的学历背景来告诉他的会众。
No, because they were preaching the word of God.
因为他们站在会众前，他们所传讲的是神的话语。
It's God's word that gave them authority, not any academic credential or past experience.
他们说话的权柄是来自于因为他们传讲是神的话语，而不是因为他自己有如何显赫的学历背景。
Then be seeking one's own glory.
第二点，坏的圣经的教导的指标就是这一位讲员呢，经常想要寻求自己的荣耀。
Verse 18, the one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory.
第十八节，那凭着自己的意思说的是求自己的荣耀。
You know, there's something very wrong when someone is trying to seek their own glory when they are speaking the word of God.
当一个人在台上传讲神的话语，却想要彰显自己的荣耀的时候呢，其实表示这大有问题。
Because the word of God, or the very reason why we preach, is in order to give God the glory.
因为当我们传讲神的话语的时候呢，我们的目的是使神得荣耀。
And so if at the same time we're trying to get glory for ourselves, then we're completely failing in the very task that we should be doing.
所以当我们在传讲神话语的时候，如果寻求的是自己的荣耀，那么我们在彰显神的荣耀这个任务上可以说是得了个零分。
You know, it's a bit like, say for example, you know, there's a spotlight that's shining on the key main actor on stage.
举例来讲，大家想象舞台上哦，这个聚光灯应该是照在主角的身上。
But what if the person who is responsible for sort of like shining the spotlight on the actor instead put a spotlight on himself?
那你想想看呢，这个是放聚光灯的这个控制灯光的人呢，你想象他把聚光灯转向他自己呢？
No, it's like, oh, no, everyone, look at me. No, not at the actor on stage.
等于说那灯光师对大家说、啊、不要看舞台上，看我，看我。
Everyone will be like, what is this guy doing?
你可能会想到这灯光师在搞什么。
But that's essentially the same thing that happens when a preacher puts a spotlight on themselves rather than on God.
所以当一个讲员在台上把荣耀放在自己身上而不是在神的身上，就像那个把灯光照在自己身上的灯光师一样。
Usually as an indication that they don't sense the work of the Holy Spirit in themselves first.
这个通常显示的这个讲员呢并没有敏锐地感受到自己身上圣灵的功。
And so they constantly feel that they have to sort of portray or try and magnify themselves because they don't sense the majesty of God.
因为这样的人他们没有感受到神的荣美，所以必须要花很多的力气呢来彰显自己。
I think a good example of this would be the Pharisees.
很好的例子就是圣经里的法利赛人。
You know, they were teaching, but they were always hoping that people would honor and glorify them rather than the word that they were teaching.
当法利赛人在教导人的时候呢，他们希望人们赞美的是他们自己，而不是神的话语。
And so they would fast, but whenever they fasted, they always made themselves look, you know, really tired and disheveled, so everyone would see that they are fasting.
尤其是当他们进食的时候呢，他会让大家看到他们呢非常虚弱疲惫的样子，以使大家都知道他们在进食。
And the people think, wow, you know, Rabbi Andrew is so spiritual. Look how skinny he is.
所以我们说，拉比安德鲁，你看他多么的属灵，你看看他那么瘦。
You know, he must be like fasting for the past 40 days.
他一定是禁食了40天40夜。
No, that's not true.
没有，没有。
I've been trying to eat well to put on weight for the past 40 days. Yeah.
在过去40天呢，我很努力的要吃得好，让我自己长胖一点。
Like, they were the prime example of those who were doing everything for their own glory and not for God's glory.
这样的人，法利赛人是一个很好的例子，让我们看到寻求自己荣耀而不是寻求神的荣耀的人是什么样子。
But then on the other hand, what are indicators of good biblical teaching?
那另外一面来看呢，好的圣经教导又有哪一些指标呢？
What the opposite of what we just said?
也是根据我们刚才所说的。
So A, speaking on God's authority.
好的圣经的教导就是说话的时候是依据神的权柄而说，不是照自己的意思。
My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me, verse 16.
第十六节耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，而是出于那差我来的。
So everything that Jesus taught, he taught because he had received it from the Father.
耶稣所教导的每一件事情，他教导是因为天父教导了他。
And then, B, seeking God's glory.
第二点，那传讲的人总是寻求神的荣耀。
Verse 18, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood.
所以呢，那寻求差他来者的荣耀的才是真诚的人，在他里面没有不义。
You know, the reason why Jesus was able to speak with authority was because he was speaking from a platform of total humility and obedience.
耶稣的教训之所以带着权柄，是因为他完全是在谦卑的基础上来完全只传讲神的话语，寻求神的荣耀。
You know, he was not concerned that he hadn't been taught by some great rabbi.
他完全不去在乎他有没有被伟大的拉比教师教导过。
Because when he taught, he wasn't thinking of, you know, what I know. He was only thinking of what God the Father was telling him.
因为当耶稣教导的时候，他所关心的点不是我到底知道什么，他所关心的焦点是天父要说什么。
And he could speak with authority because he was not concerned about his own glory, he was only concerned about the Father's glory.
他还能带着权柄说话，因为他在乎的不是个人的荣辱，而是神的荣耀。
So he wasn't concerned about how people saw him, he was only concerned about how people saw the Father.
所以耶稣并不在乎人们怎么看他这个人，他们只在乎人们怎么聆听神的话语。
Another great example of this would be the Apostle Paul.
另外一个很好的榜样就是使徒保罗。
You know, even though he'd been chosen by God to be an apostle, he had great learning in his own background, and yet he considered himself to be the chief of sinners.
虽然使徒保罗蒙神的拣选，而且本身又有非常显赫的这个圣经这个学习教导的背景，但是呢，他还是称自己为罪人当中的罪魁。
You know, he used to be a Pharisee.
他曾经是法利赛人。
He was used to trying to, you know, impress everyone with how much he knew.
他也曾经试着用他自己这么的博学多闻来想要让大家来认识他，来敬仰他。
But then when he became a Christian, he threw all of that away.And he would only preach whatever God told him to.
但他成为基督徒之后呢，他把他一切所学的都丢到一边，他只传讲神要他传讲的话语。
And he didn't claim to have any other credentials except the one that he had been called and sent by God.
当他传讲的时候，他从来就不会引述他过去有多么显赫的背景，他只说一件事，他只传讲那差他来者的意思。
So how can we discern between good and bad Bible teaching?
所以我们究竟要如何才能明辨好的跟坏的圣经教导呢？
Well, apart from what I just mentioned, Jesus also gives us a very important key here in verse 17.
除了我刚才所提到的两点之外呢，耶稣也在第十七节里面给了我们非常重要的这个重点。
He said, if anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know.
任何愿意遵循神的旨意的人就会知道这教训出于神。
You know, the kind of listeners determines the kind of speaker.
有什么样的听众就有什么样的讲员。
You know, if the listeners, what they want to hear is, you know, good practical suggestions for how I can live a happy life, then that's the kind of speaker that they will get.
如果群众想听到的是我这个实际生活当中怎么样才能够让我过得更美好的人生，那么他们就会得到一个讲这些话的讲员。
You know, if what listeners want to hear is, you know, how can I feel better about myself after every sermon, then that's exactly the kind of preacher that the listeners will receive.
如果听众想要听到的是怎么样让我听完一场主日讲到之后呢，就对我自己更满意，那么他们就会得到讲这些话的讲员。
I kind of wonder, you know, how good people felt about themselves after hearing Jesus.
那我很好奇，当大家听到耶稣的教导之后，对自己的感受是什么？
We say, oh, Jesus, you make me feel so good about myself.
是因为听完耶稣教训人就说啊，耶稣你让我觉得自己真棒。
Or did they say, have mercy upon me, a sinner?
还是他们听完耶稣的教训说，主啊，求你怜悯我这个罪人。
You know, if our desire is simply to know the will of God, then there will only be one thing that we ask for in those who preach his word.
如果我们全心只想要听见神的旨意，那么我们就只会要求我们的讲员讲神的旨意。
You know, it won't be how entertaining they are.
而不会去要求讲员讲出来的话呢，有多么的精彩好听。
You know, how many jokes they tell.
或是讲了多少笑话很好笑。
You know, or how positive they are, you know, kind of like in inspiring us to, you know, greater success in life.
也不会去要求讲员要说出这多么的光明正面鼓舞人的话，让我们觉得这人生真美好。
I think there are enough preachers on TV who can do that.
我觉得电视上你可以找到 这很多像这样的讲员了。
No, the only question will be, is what the preacher is preaching the word of God?
重点是台上的讲员所传讲的究竟是不是神的话语。
If the only thing that you are concerned about is knowing and following the will of God, then the only thing that you are concerned about will be, is the preacher preaching the word of God?
如果你全心想要听到的是如何认识并遵行的神的旨意，你就会希望你的讲员单纯的只告诉你神的话语。
Willing is the basis of knowing.
你要学习一样东西之前的基本就是你要愿意学。
You know, that is what Jesus is saying here. You know, if anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know.
这就是耶稣在十七节所说的，人若愿意遵循神的旨意，就会知道这教训出于谁。
You know, if you want to know God's will, then you will be able to know it.
如果你要知道是神的旨意，你渴求的是神的旨意，你就会知道你听到的是不是。
But then if you don't want to know, if you don't want to do, you'll never know.
但是如果你根本就不想去听了之后遵循神的旨意，永远不会真正想要学。
That's why the 19th century preacher J.C. Ryle, he once wrote,
这就是为什么19世纪的很有名的讲员 J.C. Ryle 曾经这样写。
He said, If we conscientiously use the light that we have now, we shall soon find more light coming down into our minds. In short, there's a sense in which it is true that by doing, we shall come to knowing.
他说如果我们有意识的来使用我们目前所拥有的光，我们应该很快就会发现有更多的光进入思想。简而言之，这是一种真实的感觉，我们是因行而知。
you know, As you do, you learn.
我们常常是在做中学。
So as weYou know, live out what we already know of God's truth, then we will be able to receive more of God's truth.
当我们能够活出神的话语真理的时候，我们就能够更多的认识这话语真理。
You know, actually, Aristotle, more than 2,000 years ago, he knew this. Sorry, Aristotle.
亚里士多德在两千多年前就已经知道这件事。
You know, that's why he says, for the things we have to learn before we can do them, we learn by doing them.
亚里士多德说到，对于我们必须要学习的知识，在我们可以把它实践出来之前，我们就必须要透过实践来学习。
So what Aristotle is saying is that, I mean, if you don't know how to do something, then start doing it, and as you do it, you will start learning how to do it.
换句话说，就是如果你不知道怎么做一件事情呢，先开始从做中学，你再从做中学当中，你会认识的更多。
I mean, how many babies knew how to walk before they started walking?
你想想看，那个小娃娃，他还没开始走路之前，他怎么样学走路呢？
I mean, do you get, like sit them down and then have like sort of like 10 sessions on how to walk?
你会不会把宝宝放在面前，然后教他们十课，第一课到第十课教你怎么走路？
Yeah, or maybe have like a YouTube video, so like show the baby, and the baby is kind of like, okay, first.You know, lift up your right leg.
还是放这个 YouTube 的这个教学录影带，他会说啊，首先举起你的右脚。
Well, it's not going to work because the baby won't understand it.
那根本没有用嘛，因为宝宝也听不懂，看不懂。
You know, no baby starts speaking, you know, by first learning how to speak. They just start speaking.
没有任何一个娃娃学讲话是先学好怎么讲话才开口的，他们是一边开口一边学。
You know, the same is true in the spiritual realm as well.
在属灵的领域也是一样。
You know, how do we learn to do God's will? We learn by doing it.
我们怎么样学着要去行出神的旨意呢？我们先把它行出来，行中学。
Whatever you already know of God's truth, do it, then you'll receive more from Him.
任何你所知道的有关神的真理，你就首先要实践出来，从实践当中你可以真正的学习到更多。
Unfortunately, the Jews weren't very good at this.
很可惜当时犹太人并没有认识到这一点。
But then they were even worse when it came to actually doing God's will.
那更糟糕的是在遵循神的旨意上面他们做得更少。
Which is my second point, which is true obedience.
这就是为什么我的第二个重点就是真正的顺服。
But I realize that we don't have too much time left, so I'm going to have to jump over part of what I'm going to say.
但是我发现我们时间不够了，所以我要讲的内容呢，有一些我要略去。
Which is why we have a second service in which there's more time.、Yeah.
这就是为什么我们有第二堂的聚会，第二堂聚会还有更多的时间可以讲。
But you know.Verse 19, has not Moses given you the law, yet none of you keeps the law? Why do you seek to kill me? The crowd answered, you have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?
第十九节跟二十节，摩西不是曾经把律法传给你们吗？你们竟然没有一个人遵行律法，你们为什么要杀我呢？群众回答，你是鬼附的，谁想要杀你呢？
You know, it's amazing. Like the Jews had the greatest ever teacher in ancient history.
这个是很奇妙的一件事情，犹太人这时碰到一个这个历史上最伟大的教师。
You know, they had Moses who taught them the law of God.
他们曾经有摩西来教导他们神的律法。
And yet they did not keep the law.
但是他们却不遵循。
Jesus gave a good example of the way in which they were not keeping the law.
耶稣呢举了一个很好的例子来彰显他们如何的不遵行律法。
He said, "You're trying to kill me."
他们说。你们竟然想要杀我
That's breaking the sixth commandment
那就是违背了第六十诫当中的第六诫不可杀人
Obviously the Jews are denying and saying No, we're not, you are demon possessed
当然犹太人是否认的说我们没有要杀你啊是因为你是鬼附的
But history proves Jesus right
但是历史证明耶稣讲的是对的
So how could the Jews who had received the law from Moses who believed that this law was indeed from God not obey it?
所以犹太人如何能够领受摩西所传的律法，相信这是从神而来，然后却不遵行呢
？Verse 21, Jesus answered them, "I did one work, and you all marvel at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a man on a Sabbath. If on a Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken."Are you angry with me because on a Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment.
21节，耶稣说：“我行了一件事情，你们都以为稀奇。摩西曾经把割礼传给你们，因此你们在安息日也给人行割礼。如果人在安息日行割礼，为的是要遵守摩西的律法，那么我在安息日使一个人全身健康，你们就向我生气吗？不要按外貌判断人，总要公公平平的判断人。”
So what is Jesus talking about here?
这里耶稣到底说什么呢?
Essentially, it's an argument over whether or not Jesus was breaking God's law by healing on the Sabbath.
那其实这是一个大家觉得很有争议的一点，就是耶稣在安息日来使一个人耶稣在安息日医病，这到底有没有违背律法?
You know, so the Jews were really angry at Jesus because he had broken their Sabbath law by healing on the Sabbath.
犹太人对耶稣非常的生气，因为呢，耶稣在安息日呢破坏了安息日的律法，竟然去服侍人。
But what Jesus says in response is, "Wait, wait, wait! You circumcise on a Sabbath."
但是耶稣的回应说：“哎，等一下，等一下，你们自己不也在安息日行割礼吗？”
So according to the law of circumcision, is that 8 days after the baby is born, a Jewish boy, then the boy needs to be circumcised.
根据犹太的律法呢，一个男生生下来第八天要行割礼。
So the problem is that you know babies aren't always born on the right day.
但是宝宝不一定都在你想要的时间生出来。
And so what if you know the 8th day after the baby is born is the Sabbath?
那如果这个宝宝生出来第八天要行割礼那天刚好是安息日怎么办呢
No, so on a Sabbath you're not allowed to do any work
不是说安息日什么事都不准做吗
Circumcision is work
割礼就是一个工作
So you have a contradiction I mean do you obey the Sabbath or do you obey the law of circumcision
所以这里有个抵触的一个问题就是你到底是要这个遵守安息日的律法还是割礼的律法
And the Jewish rabbis, they taught, it's fine, you can obey the law of circumcision, and it's okay on that day not to obey the law against work.
所以呢，根据这个拉比的解释呢，这个法律是这样解释的，在安息日上那一天是可以行割礼的，也就是说，这里我们遵循了割礼的律法，那可以违背安息日的律法。
So in other words, laws can be broken if there's a higher law that supersedes that law.
所以换句话说呢，这不同的律法之间一样有跟现代的位阶的观念是一样的，其中有些位阶比较高的法律是可以凌驾于另外一种法律。
You know, in the same way, a law can be declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court in the U.S.
一样的，在美国呢，也可以根据这个法律位阶的关系呢，这个原因呢，这美国的最高法院可以宣判某一些法律违宪。
So some laws are higher than others.
所以某一些法律呢，位阶高于其他的法律。
So then the obvious question then would come, well, what then is the highest law?
所以现在我们的问题就是，最高位阶的法律到底是哪？
Jesus tells us in Matthew 22.
耶稣在马太福音22章当中告诉了我们位阶最高的这个律法是哪一部。
Verse 35, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
马太福音22章35到40节，他们中间有一个律法家试探耶稣说，老师，律法中哪一条诫命是最重要的呢？他回答，你要全心全性全意爱主你的神，这是最重要的第一条诫命。第二条也和他相似，就是爱人如己。全部律法和先知书都以这两条诫命作为根据。
This is the reason why Jesus healed on the Sabbath.
这就是为什么耶稣会在安息日为人医病。
Because the greatest law is to love God and love one's neighbor.
因为最高的这个法律呢，位阶最高的法律就是爱神，还有爱你的邻居。
To heal was in obedience to this greatest law.
所以医治人其实是遵循着位阶最高的一条律法。
Even though it might break the Sabbath law.
即便它可能跟安息日的律法有所抵触。
So what is true obedience to God's law?
所以真正的顺服神的律法到底是什么意思？
Is to keep to the greatest commandments that God has given to us.
也就是去遵循神所赐给我们的最高位阶的律法。
Everything else is just commentary upon these greatest of all commandments.
其他的所有的律法都是以这最高位阶的诫命作为根据的。
Then there's the final question.
然后我们就来到最后一个问题。
What if I can't love God or my neighbor?
如果我没有办法爱神或爱我的邻舍，该怎么办呢？
To put it simply,
答案非常简单。
Ask God to fill you with His love.
求神，用他的爱充满你。
I mean, that's the reason why the Jews couldn't really keep the law of God.
这就是为什么犹太人没有办法真正的遵循神的律法。
Because they're trying to keep the law, but they did not have the love that really was the ultimate destination of all law keeping.
这就是他们试着遵循所有神所赐给他们律法，但是呢，他们却没有爱，而爱是真正最终的目的。
I mean, it's a bit like, you know, in marriage, there might be a lot of rules that you lay down in your marriage, but if there's no love in marriage, those rules will be hard to keep.
举例来讲，在你婚姻当中呢，你可能为了维持婚姻，你们定下了许多你们彼此想要遵守的规定，但是你们中间如果没有爱，要去遵守这些规定就是非常困难了。
Love must come first.
爱必须要走在前面。
St. Augustine, the greatest theologian of the early church, he once said this.
奥古斯丁曾经这样说过。
He said, love God and do what you want.
爱神，然后做你想做的事。
There are many things that we can do.
我们有很多事都可以做。
This world is very complex and it's getting more complicated.
这个世界本来就很复杂，而且越来越复杂。
There seem to be many rules and regulations and laws in Scripture, and we're never quite sure exactly how we can obey all of them.
似乎在圣经里面有许多的律法，非常的多，我们不太确定怎么应用在我们的生活里。
Augustine, he put it simply.
那我们用最简单的方式来回答这个问题。
Love God first.
先爱神。
And if everything you do flows out of your love for God,then everything that you do will be in alignment with His law.
如果你所行的一切，其实你的根据都是来自于你爱神的心，那么你所做的一切的事情都会落在神的律法的范畴内。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we just ask you that you will give us the ability to discern what's right and what's wrong.
天父啊，我们祈求你赏赐给我们辨别是非的能力。
Unlike Adam and Eve, we don't seek to know it outside of your will.
我们不要像亚当夏娃一样，我们只要在你的律法当中寻求真理。
Lord, we only want to know what you want to tell us.
主啊，我们只想认识您要告诉我们的。
So teach us your truth, we pray.
主啊，所以我们祷告，你将您的真理教导给我们。
And how may we have a willingness in our hearts that even before we know, Lord, that we will be willing to obey.
主啊，愿你赏赐给我们的愿意的心，让我们让我们在认识之前就已经有愿意遵行的意愿。
And that we might truly obey the greatest of your laws.
让我们愿意真正的顺服你的诫命当中最大的。
To love you with all our hearts and to love our neighbors as ourselves.
也就是全心全意全心的爱主我们的神，并且爱邻舍如同爱自己。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and sing the response song together.
我们邀请大家一起起立，我们一起来唱我们的回应诗歌。
When we walk with the Lord,
when we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, all the glory He sheds on our way, while we do His good will, He abides with us.
Some tea and coffee on the right-hand side if you have time.
我们想邀请大家，如果还有时间留下来的话，请一起享用我们右手边为大家提供的茶点。
I'll be here at the front. I'm very, very happy to pray for anyone who would appreciate prayer.
那我会在前方，如果有任何人需要祷告，欢迎到前面来。
It's just to receive God's blessing before we leave.
我们在离开之前，让我们一起领受神的祝福。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿我们主耶稣基督的恩典
The love of God the Father
天父的爱
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
以及圣灵的交通
Be with us all
与我们同在
Evermore
永远与我们同在
Amen
Amen
God bless you
上帝祝福大家